The visible supply is practically inexhaustible. And the invisible supply really is inexhaustible. Everything you see on Earth is made from one original substance out of which all things proceed. New forms are constantly being made and older ones are dissolving, but all shapes assumed by one thing. There is no limit to the supply of formless stuff in the original substance. The universe was made out of it, but it was not all used in making the universe. The space in, through, and between forms the visible universe and permeated and filled with the original substance, which the formless stuff, with raw material of all things, 10,000 times as much has been made, might still be made. Even then, we shall not have exhausted the supply of the universal raw material. No man therefore is poor because nature is poor because there is not enough to go around. Nice. Chapter 3, it's what we're discussing right now. Everything you see on earth is made from one original substance out of which all things proceed. Now you may be a religious person. That one substance would be God. The Bible says in the beginning, God created. Out of one original substance, he spoke the world into existence. You may say, well, that's nonsense. I don't believe in God. Okay, let's look at science. What does science say? Giant explosion, universe expands. One original substance. Both religion and science trace back to a moment, a time, when one thing, one action, call it an explosion, you know, we really don't know what to call it. But everything is made of the original substance. Science doesn't argue with that. Religion doesn't argue with that. So I think we can come to agreement if both science and religion agree that all things were created by one original substance. We could just take that on faith and say, okay, both science and religion agree. Maybe I can't explain it. Maybe I can. But I'm just going to go with it. We've talked in previous broadcasts. We've talked in previous shows about this idea that you create your own belief, you create your own truth, and by that belief, that truth, it gives you personal power. And so the person who has no beliefs, the person who has no convictions, the person who doesn't believe anything is the weakest of all people. Makes sense if you think about it. Chapter 3 in The Science of Getting Rich is entitled, Is Opportunity Monopolized? Is it too late? Is it too late to get in on cryptocurrencies? Is it too late to get into Bitcoin? Has the stock market run up too high? Is it too late? Is it too late to buy real estate because prices are high? All of my life, since I've been an adult and could make money, there'd be one group of people who say it's too late, and there'd be another group of people who say it's not. Opportunity. See, I believe the science of getting rich teaches this. Opportunity is all around you. It's all around you. You just have to seize it. You have to be open and to see it. You have to be able to receive and not shut your mind off to the universe. Not assume how things will work. Not assume how that message could come to you from something as simple as this little podcast. Or it could be a book. Could be a street sign you see or a meeting with a stranger. Are you opening to talk to strangers? Or when you're at work or when you're going about your day, are you so closed off that if someone came up to you with a multi-million dollar idea and tapped you on the shoulder and explained it to you, you wouldn't even hear it? That's what I see. That's what I observe. See, I try to be observant. I'm always looking around. I see, what are people buying? What are people wearing? What are they doing on their phones? What apps are they using? I'm always wondering, whenever I see someone on their phone, I always wonder, what are they doing? Are they looking at something that I've never looked at? Could it be something I can invest in? Will lots of people begin to look at this? See, but you can't, you'll never, you have to be curious. You have to be curious. The opening pages of chapter 3, Wallace Waddell says, no man is kept poor because opportunity has been taken from him, because other people have monopolized the wealth and have put a fence around it. You may be shut off from engaging in business in certain lines, but there are other channels open to you. Probably it would be hard for you to get control of the great railroad systems. That field is pretty well monopolized. Understand, Wallace Waddell wrote this book 110 years ago. At that time, one of the booming industries was railroads. Remember, if you watch the show Hell on Wheels or, you know, dig into the early American history, railroads were blazed across this country. Railroads bought up all the steel and wood and a lot of labor and food and tents, and they built cities. I mentioned on the, I recently posted on Instagram about J.J. Wells. Am I saying his name right? J.J. Hill, sorry. J.J. Hill was in charge of a lot of the Northern Railway. He was the CEO of that company. He was referred to as, quote, the Empire Builder. Been lost to history, but he's one of the early great American titans and barons of early industry. But here's the thing. You didn't have to own the railroad to prosper from the railroad, right? You could have opened up a merchant store along the railroad's route. You could have sold hot meals to the workers. You could have sold shoes or boots. You could have sold shovels. You could have provided, transported the steel from the steel mills to the railroads. Point being, there's a lot of things that you could have got involved in to have prospered from the railroads without owning the railroads. In other words, you don't need to own the stock exchange to make money in stocks. You don't need to own the internet to launch a website. Even now, many, many opportunities are going to be opened up because of the blockchain and Bitcoin. Most people are focused on the single idea that I need to buy Bitcoin, and when it goes up, somehow I'll make money. But what about the people that have the know-how and the intelligence to build and create wallets, to secure the Bitcoin, to facilitate companies to how to use Bitcoins, or creating apps where they could buy, they could facilitate their customers buying and selling cryptocurrency? The point is, the field isn't as simple as just buy and I get rich. Look for opportunity. Look for opportunity. It's all around you. When one door shuts, another door opens. That's the way the universe has always been. At different periods, and the tide of opportunity sets in different directions, according to the needs of the whole and the particular states of social evolution has been reached. At present, in America, it is setting toward an agricultural and allied industries and professions. Today, opportunities open before the factory worker in his line. It is open before the businessman who supplies the farmer more than before the one who supplies the factory worker, and before the professional man who waits upon the farmer more than the one who serves the working class. Wallace talks about if you're an employee and you were engaged in the steel factory, well, yeah, you may not be able to buy the steel factory. You may not be able to become a railroad baron. But you could buy 40 acres and begin to produce a farm and take your product to market. What he's saying is that opportunity is not monopolized. Same today. Same today. There's people who make tens of thousands of dollars every single month selling on Amazon who don't even have a website. And yet they make money on the internet. There's so many different ways to make money, to find opportunity. In real estate alone, I meet people who want to be involved in real estate, and they say, well, I don't have any money. Not having money doesn't preclude you from finding deals in real estate. See, the money's made when you purchase the real estate. A couple episodes back, I talked about the time that I purchased two houses for $75,000. These were houses that were in horrible shape. But let's say I didn't have the money to purchase those, but I found the deal. I could have found someone who has money who didn't have time to find the deal, or simply just didn't find the deal. And for a small fee, I would give them the deal. That's called bird dogging. It's one name for it, where you go out and find real estate deals for people who have more money than time. They don't have time to look for the deals. And so people who are out there grinding and hustling find the deals and shoot them up the line. You may become a wholesaler, meaning you pick up the deal and you real quick flip it for $5,000 because you have no interest in fixing up this house, but the price was that good. That's a way to get involved. You could simply become a real estate agent, right? You could be a home inspector. There's a bazillion ways to be involved in real estate and make money, even if you don't have money. So when people tell me all the time, I'd love to be involved in real estate, I just don't have any money. No, money's not your problem. It's your imagination. See, money doesn't preclude you from researching deals. Money doesn't preclude you from looking on Realtor and looking on the different apps and driving around and finding them and doing a mailing campaign where you mail and see if they want to sell their property. Money does not keep you from the process. It just keeps you from the purchase. And since people can't make the purchase, they don't bother to learn the process. I have the same problem in my industry with network marketing. Now, you may not like network marketing. That's fine. It's not going to work for you if you don't like it. But I love it. I've done very well. I've done millions of dollars in sales in network marketing. And so I don't care if people like it or not. It's benefited me and my family. And so I'm an advocate of it. I'm a preacher of prosperity. I share it with people. And a lot of people won't go through the process unless they're first paid. But here's the payment always follows process. So you got to process the payment. It makes sense, right? But people get it mixed up in business. They say, well, I'm not going to go into that business because I don't have any money. When a lot of the skills that you need to be successful in my business doesn't require necessarily much money. You know, it doesn't require much money to practice your sales pitch. It doesn't require much money to practice a 2 to 3 minute pitch of your program or opportunity. And yet if I put someone on the spot, often they don't have a pitch. But see, I walk around practicing my pitches all the time. I often talk to myself about my trading plan or my long-term investment plan. Right? Practice the pitch. See, I have to sell myself also. See, they just haven't sold themselves. Because the moment you sell yourself, it becomes a natural extension of yourself to begin to communicate, talk about it, and spread it. If you're really into a TV show, you can't help but tell people about it, right? If you go to a great restaurant, you can't help but tell people about it because of the experience that you had. It's positive. This is why it's really, really, really difficult to sell something that you don't like, that you don't respect. You can't. You can't get behind it. You can't do the process that doesn't require much money, but it requires time. It requires talent. It requires effort. It requires mental thought. And you can't put that thought, effort, time, treasure, and talent into things that in your heart you do not believe in. This is why early shows, I said it's so important that you must first believe that you'll become rich. You must believe that you have a right to become rich, because if you don't, you'll never start the process. You'll never open the brokerage account if you don't foresee yourself ever having money to put in the brokerage account. So you can open the brokerage account with 10 bucks, 5 bucks, probably less than that. But you're not going to do it if deep down inside, you know you're never going to have money to put in it, right? You're not going to go through the process of looking for real estate, even though you don't have the money, if deep down inside you know you'll never have the money. See, but that faith, that belief that I do believe I could do this, I do believe that I could still find deals, I believe in the process, so I'm going to continue to practice it. I've been doing this recently with apartment buildings. I'm constantly looking at deals. I don't have the money to buy. I could get it. But I mean, I don't have the down payment at this moment to acquire an apartment building. But I want one. I want like an 8, 10, 12 unit apartment building. Well, I'm going to need $100,000 to $200,000 as a down payment. Right? I don't have that in cash, not invested at this moment. But that doesn't mean I can't get it. That doesn't mean if I had found the most perfect deal that I couldn't find a partner. And so I'm looking. I'm running numbers. I'm looking at what does it cost to run an apartment building? What are the city rules and regulations? What are things that I hadn't thought about? You know, dealing with the city, getting permits, dealing with contractors. Does it change from a house to an apartment building? And so I began to buy books on how to run and manage an apartment building. Is that something I'd want to be involved in? Why? Because it's never going to happen. It's never going to become a reality if I don't use the original substance, the thinking stuff, the thing, remember, if we, a thought held in the thinking stuff can make that thought become a reality. The same substance that built the apartment building built the earth. All of the materials that go into building an apartment building were available at the original Big Bang. Or when God said, let there be light. That original stuff. Everything you see on earth was made from one original substance, out of which all things proceed. Everything. Everything you see on earth is made from that one original substance, out of which all things proceed. From that apartment building to the car you drive, to the house you live in, to the clothes you put on your children. All things, everything you see on earth was made from the one original substance out of which all things proceed. Tap into that original substance. Nature is an inexhaustible storehouse of riches. The supply will never run short. Original substance is alive with creative energy and is constantly producing more forms. When the supply of building materials is exhausted, more will be produced. And when the soil is exhausted so that foodstuff and materials for clothing will no longer grow upon it, it will be renewed and more soil will be made. When all the gold and silver has been dug from the earth, if man is still in such a stage, the social development, that he needs gold and silver, more will be produced from the formless substance. The formless stuff responds to the needs of man. It will not let him be without any good thing. This is true of man collectively. The race as a whole is always abundantly rich, and if individuals are poor, it is because they do not follow the certain way of doing things which makes the man individually rich.